This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I'm going to be taking your phone calls all this hour, 512-248-8252. Please call in on that number so that we don't have charges to RBN. And we'll say it again slow because I get the emails. 512-248-8252. If you must, 1-800-313-9443. I've got so much news that I've printed off that I'm not going to get to. But one, you will now need to be fully vaccinated against COVID to eat indoors in Philadelphia. Some insurance companies are denying full death benefits to families of people who died from COVID-19 because they refused the COVID-19 experimental vaccines. That is needtoknow.news. Griffin's website really doing great. I mean, can you imagine that? You paid for your life insurance and now they're using this. I'm telling you. I've been telling you. And Fauci said it last week, those that won't take the clot shot, they're going to try to go up on your health insurance or not let you have any health insurance. It's going to be, if the world tarries, I'll be sitting here reporting that we can't go in a bank, you can't buy or sell. They're rolling out the whole enchilada. They're not going to ease up. They've came too far. All the chips have been pushed into the center of the table. So here, you can go to needtoknow.news and read the story where if you're not vaccinated, where in the, you know, nobody reads all that small print, but where in it would it say in a life insurance policy that you must submit and comply with a vaccine that even though they're trying to mandate it, it's still voluntary for the majority of society, but yet here it is, needtoknow.news, you can go there and check it out yourself. All right, going to the phones, we got Bruce, Paul, and Patrick coming up. Bruce in Texas, how you doing? Thanks for calling. We got Bruce.
Hear it. I mean to ask you, what is that clip, that music clip you played before the last break of Motley Crue, Vince Neil? What's the title of that song? That way I can find it. You know?
Fight for your rights. Fight for your rights.
Fight for your right. Okay, appreciate it. Hey, we had good stuff so far. It's crazy. It's clown world on steroids, man. And on top of everything you covered, we're also being pushed to another neocon war. And yeah, it just blows my mind, man, that, you know, we had a prominent member of the 9/11 truth movement. I got so many names on my plate, I can't remember them, but maybe you do, that former Marine Corps officer who was taught at the Army War College, and he basically said that, you know, once Americans find out what really happened on 9/11, they're going to go after Israel. But then he kind of woke up, and not too long ago he says, he just threw in the towel. He says it was a futile effort, and it's just
that ran for president.
No. He came on several talk shows. He came on The Ugly Truth, and basically that's when he first started speaking out on it. But I guess the name's not important, but what he said is, because now look at this thing with the Ukraine pushing for war with Russia, and the people behind it, Victoria Nuland, you know, and her husband, Robert Kagan. And Robert Kagan was a co-signer or a member of the Project for a New American Century. the white paper that they put out a white paper saying that the United States will not be able to assert its dominance without the appearance of a new Pearl Harbor. And this was in the year 2000 when this paper was put out. And if you look up PNAC, Project for New American Century, and go down the names, you can see it's just a laundry list of neocons and Zionists. And so I was looking up Robert Kagan, and he comes from a family of neocons, Trotskyites. His father, Donald Kagan, was a professor. He immigrated from Lithuania. And in 1969, he changed stripes from a liberal Democrat into a neocon conservative. And immediately following 9/11, he and Robert Kagan's brother, so Donald Kagan's son, Frederick, came on a radio program calling for the U.S. invasion of Palestine. You can believe that. And so it's just really clear. And then you put together the whole Vax organization and who's behind that and who's behind the destruction of our freedoms. And so how do you not root for Putin in all of this? I mean, because it's just, he threw out the Jewish oligarchs, you know, and they say, well, he got cozy with other Jews. Well, whatever. But the thing is, the power players, he threw them out of Russia once he became a powerful figure in Russia. And so that's their big cherry on top that they need to grab, because if they want to have world dominance, they can't have an independent Russia on the border of Europe selling gas to Germany. And it's the last stronghold of white civilization, you know,
they want us to act like it's not like Putin's not in his, Putin has been surrounded and we're putting missiles all the way around the border of Russia. And remember, that's what we had the Cuban Missile Crisis for, under Kennedy, under JFK. We didn't like them putting missiles that 60 miles off the coast of America. And here we've totally surrounded them. And because we care so much, you know, we go around the world and invade Iraq and destroy Libya and perpetrate these gas hoaxes in Syria, use depleted uranium, which is a war crime, all over Iraq. But then we're supposed to care so much if Russia's got a conflict with its neighbor halfway across the world. You know, we're such great humanitarians. And, I said it last week. I'll say it again. You have to wonder if China and Russia, Putin and Xi, have not had the conversation that at some point you're going to have to take on the Zionist regime that owns and controls America, the warmongering murder circus that we send around the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. And this is just a screenshot of a Facebook post. England forced the last guy who was stabbed by a terrorist on the London Bridge. Remember that Islamic or that Muslim guy who stabbed people on London Bridge about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He's ordered to take de-radicalization classes because they fear that he might become anti-Islam. So you... Good Lord Almighty. Honk, 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 man. I would just do jumping jacks if Zircon missiles rained down on Washington, D.C., Buckingham Palace, and every little island hideaway that these Zionists own, because I don't know. It's just a bad deal, and it's getting worse there. But thank you for doing your job or doing your duty to wake us all up. And I'll let you go.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the phone call. If you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hello, Farron. Farron, I'm calling about the what happened about 2 weeks ago. Quebec came out saying they were going to fine unvaccinated adults. And I find the arguments for that very disingenuous, because we should remember everybody subsidizes somebody else when you have big health care the way we do, and you know, with Obamacare. But these people who are claiming that the unvaccinated are running up expenses, for one, those people are less apt to be hypochondriacs, worried about every slightest thing. Remember, it's the hypochondriacs who flood the emergency rooms and waste medical attention and time and money. People worried about this, you know, getting a cold and running off to see a doctor instead of toughing it out at home. Right? And if you think of it about in the United States terms, like what's going on in the U.S., I mean, the vaccinated are going to tell we unvaccinated that we're costing money. Yet how much has been spent on corona, Baron? They spent trillions in just aid packages for corona, right? And remember, many of the unvaccinated said, all right, back 2 years ago in March, all right, let's just do the two-week lockdown, and then after that, go back to normal life, right? Right? And not run up a bunch of spending, not get all crazy, not mandate vaccines and all the rest of this. But imagine the trillions they've spent on vaccines and giving out the free test kits. Now you go sign up and they send you these test kits. And so it's very disingenuous argument by these people when the reality is it's the vaccinated who are spending the government money. It's the vaccinated who want to set up a little police state, want to set up the vaccine passports. They're the ones who want to pay for all that. And who's going to pay for that? The unvaccinated are going to subsidize it. And if you're up in Quebec, oh, you're going to be fined $4,000, right, if you're unvaccinated, or in Europe, in Austria. Right? And it's just a ridiculous, on-your-face, ignoring logic when they argue that. It's really the vaccinated who are the problem. They're the ones who are putting it in and keeping this hoax going, or at least exaggerating the death tolls. They're the ones trying to beat this dead horse, you know, over and over and over again and perpetuate this folly. Because indeed, that's what it is. This is just all folly. Waste of money. They're handing money hand over fist to Moderna, Pfizer, all these other big pharma companies. Now, Abbott Labs, they make the Brinax test kits. They charge, like, I saw them on the shelf, $50 a pop for two tests. And they're selling them to the vaccinated CNN-watching suckers who are buying into it. And actually, I would argue, they're actually enjoying it. It's giving their lives purpose, being on the vaccinated team.
Oh, I don't know.
Are we unvaccinated?
Those are some great points, Paul. And, you know, Sweden didn't do any of this insanity. They didn't lock down. Masks were optional. And they're doing fine. They're doing fine. And then the countries that are the most vaccinated have the most sickness. And you're exactly right. I mean, the ones that are going along with getting the vaccines and getting the boosters and taking the tests are causing this ridiculous hoax to continue. And I'm not going to get any of those tests, and I would suggest that no one, if you do get the test, if you call and you want to get the test, everyone should make videos testing fruit or, you know, a tree limb or something like that and send them in. And I bet half of them would come back positive, test some snow. I mean, just test anything and videotape it. I bet that they would come back positive. You remember the guy, it was one of the African leaders, one of them that wears like a uniform, and he was like, we test papaya. It come back positive, you know, but I wouldn't put that in my nose.
Well, it was the great African Elon Musk who had four tests taken in one day and two failed and two passed. And this is about a year and a half ago. And remember, he is the greatest African. Remember that. Anyway, on that note, Farron, I just thought I'd bring up those points. Have a good day, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul. Let's go to Patrick in Texas, then we've got Tony in Chicago, David in Massachusetts coming up. Patrick, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yes, so Farron. George Lincoln Rockwell, he wrote the book White Power. He says, you're not truly alive till you're willing to die for what you believe in. And we've got you know, 50 years of failure because we've not been, say, enthusiastic and just being, you know, outrageous enough to where people would notice you. And, you know, it's like the Panthers, they took the Capitol. They held it by with arms. But yet, nothing happened to them or the Weather Underground. You know, they were bombing ROTC parties and just an incredible amount of things. And yet, where did all they go? They went right into educational. They all work for the education department now. And, it's, you know, I think, you know, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that's absolutely true with the Weather Underground. I think they bombed the FBI headquarters one time.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Well, if you got contacts, like, you know, that you work for the president, you know, I guess. But, you know, you're talking about people you could trust. You know, like, I don't trust Tucker. I don't trust none of them. There's one guy I like Rents Network. They got Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He's got a real nice guy on by Dr. Peter Hammond, who went across the Bad War, and he went to a few other books. He's just a brilliant mind. He led like a 10,000-man march against the Mandela and everything. You know, if we don't, you know, communicate, because they've got us, there's no way around them. They own everything. The only way we can beat them is the internet, but we got to communicate all the time. That's the only way we're going to organize around them. I wanted to bring up, you know, Jim Traficant. He was on the floor of the Senate, and he said, you know, Mr. Speaker, we are in the greatest bankruptcy in history. You know, the creditors are here. Now, if you go back and think about it, Lincoln bankrupted us, and he did that so he could put us in martial law. But he did that; it wasn't nobody else. And then in 1933, well, we were under a bankruptcy, and so FDR took the gold. And whenever, you know, people went to the Geneva Convention and think that was a bankruptcy where they went in and they were giving austerity measures to what you're going to do, and now you're going to be ruled like in Greece. Greece was bankrupt, and then they had all these austerity measures where, well, you can't spend no retirement accounts, you know, allowed. We're going to take your bank account, blah blah blah, and we're being ruled that away by this. Through these banks who are, you know, our creditors. And when you're under bankruptcy, they put you under bankruptcy. Now you've got somebody in your knickers with you. They tell you what you're going to do, So, we're, you know, these people have this power, but in reality, they're corporations, what they are. It's like, We work as a corporation. We get contracts from the federal government to where we have to. Once you take that federal money, you're obligated by contract, and everything is run that way as a corporation, as a U.S. corporation. And federal judge Dale, retired federal judge Dale, wrote his book, The Great American Adventure. You know, we are Black's Law of Fourth Edition. A U.S. citizen is a corporate entity. That's Black's Law. It's like the 14th Amendment. They made the blacks, they moved them from the plantations onto the federal plantation. And it's subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You are now as a federal citizen. You're a corporate entity. You don't have God-given rights. You've got privileges, just like the military. You take your rights away from you. Now you got privileges. And Roger Sales, he's been going on where, you know, John Stettmiller's spot talking with John Dee, explaining that, you know, you got to, you know, yes, you could be a slave, but it's only voluntary where you ended up in a contract. Like, they'll ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? And if you say yes, you just entered, you just came under their jurisdiction. And now you have no rights. Now you have privileges. And that's what he's saying up too. He's, he's exactly right. He said, but if you volunteer, you can also volunteer back out of it. You have to change your, you notify them. I am, you know, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I am a state national. I've got full God-given rights here. You know, I'm not one of your military people with no rights. But he's doing that. He's on there with John Dee explaining how you do that. But that's how they got us. They got us by yes, it's been forced on us, you know. They make us all serfs, you know, to the federal government. Is to make us all corporate entities, if you will. And but we can change that. We have the free will to change that by notifying the state, you know, the federal Secretary of State, that, you know, this is my affidavit. I am not a U.S. citizen. I am a state national. You know, please change your records accordingly. And, you know, it just is a very complex mix. We were under bankruptcy, you know, in 1933. We were also, like Jim Trevican said, we were in bankruptcy. And that was 2008. That was we were under bankruptcy then. That's on the floor of the Senate in the congressional record. You know, when they do, yeah, yes, sir.
Let me do this, Patrick. Let me jump over to Tony and David, and I got Jerry coming up. I want to get everybody on before the end of the broadcast. Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, FDR. There's a great book, Constitution Fact or Fiction, that contends that we've been under the Constitution's been suspended since March 9, 1933. And it makes a lot of sense. And of course, the Jim Trafficant speech was just beautiful. And you used to could find that on YouTube. And then of course, Jim Trafficant went to prison. And then when he got out of prison, it was a pretty mysterious death that he had. He did do a couple of interviews before he was supposedly tractor accident at his house. But let me move on to a.
Okay.
Tony in Chicago, David and Jerry coming up. Thank you so much, Patrick. Tony in Chicago, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Farron, have you ever heard of Stu Peters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a video up on his site, and you can get it on TLB Talk. It was posted by some woman from London, and she's half Jew. And I'll just get to the point. This video, Dr. Jane Ruby flood of hospital death reports. Okay, as I've always known, you know, that this whole COVID-19 hoax is a white genocide campaign by the, you know, the Rothschild Jew team in the city of London and in Israel. And, you know, they've got this Jesuit traitor, Fauci, that the Israelis gave $1 million to. But I just experienced this firsthand in a hospital about 8 blocks away. Okay, maybe if you have any interest, you'd have to give me 10 minutes. I'll just get to the point. My 93-year-old mother, who was on a prolonged self-starvation campaign and probably refused water for 2 days because of some type of flu that I gave her, or she picked up some type of bacterial from home. Anyway, she was COVID hoaxed. And she was tortured and murdered on Remdesivir for 2 weeks, over 2.5 weeks. It was an extended torture campaign. And she came home, what was left of her body. And I'm not saying there was much of a body going in, okay? There wasn't much of a body going in that place. But what came out was semi-grotesque, and, you know, she died with me up in the bedroom. I wanted her to die in her bed, and I was on a major sugar, mass doses of vitamin C, D, water, and colloidal silver campaign. You know, eye dropping it in her mouth to try to take her back. You know, from what they did to her, but I was forced to take this woman into the hospital, because like I said, she had been on a starvation campaign. She refused water for 2 days. My mind's all screwed up here. I'm in the middle of winter, as you know. I'm from the tropical paradise of Fort Myers, Florida. This place blows me away. I hate it. I hate the people here. I have some closure. It's going to be a long way road out, but I've been freed from Chicago, and that's why I'm accepting her death. But the bottom line, and then if you have any interest, if you want to even know the details, it would take 10 minutes. I'll just get in a nutshell. She was taken into the emergency room, okay, for refusal of water. I had a moral, and I also had a legal, duty to take her in there. And they didn't do. She spent the whole day in there. They were going to let her out. They did nothing for the water problem. Okay, I got nothing from these people to revive her, to get her strength up. But you know what they gave her, a PCR test, and they're saying, oh, she has virus. But you know what? They were going to let her go. I was in an ice storm. I couldn't get her out. I didn't shovel the sidewalks. I'm running around in a pair of gym shoes. Okay, I just did not have the ability to get this woman out and save her life, but I'm not even saying I'm going to save her life because she was not drinking water, so that didn't change. But the bottom line is I left her in there, and lo and behold, I basically complicit in her murder because the next day I did nothing to get her out of that place. I shoveled, got all the sidewalks, got the wheelchair out, called a friend. I said, if they call, I'll try to get my mother out of this damn place. I didn't go over there and argue, so I'm semi-complicit in her death. I didn't go over there and argue because I don't have power of attorney, medical power of attorney, whether they would have let her go or not. But lo and behold, the next day, she's upstairs. They're claiming she has breathing problems. She didn't have any damn breathing problems, and they got her on remdesivir. She must have gave her the verbal, and that was the beginning of, and this is going on hundreds of thousands of times. This is white genocide in these hospitals. It's been going on all last year. It's through remdesivir and these four other death drugs that Jesuit Jew Fauci, has cooperated with the city of London Rothschilds to deep six white race, no doubt about it. And she went through two weeks of torture with this crap, needles in her, pumping her full of this crap. I couldn't get in there. They don't let you in. I don't have medical power attorney. I hate to say it. I knew exactly what they were doing to her. I couldn't, I had a couple chances to get her ass out, but she would have been dead anyway. The woman won't drink water. So, but anyway, I could get, it's a long story, but I'll leave it at this. There is a white genocide campaign going on through remdesivir and these four other, COVID hoax, protocols. They won't give them anything else. Am I still on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They won't give them anything else, Farron, okay? Because this is coming straight. They know that these are killer protocols, okay? Remdesivir is a Ebola drug. This Jesuit Fauci pushed this crap in 2019 when this plandemic scamdemic was on the drawing board. He got an FDA approved 54% death rate. This other crap that they're giving people, 49% death rate. And she was on a second one that unfortunately, I'm being quite honest, I'm semi-complicit in her death. I had some Eastern European doctor call me up and said, you want to put her on the second one? I didn't have the balls to stand up to her. And I'm going to tell you, man, I went through 17 days of this torture session. It screwed me up good, and I should have refused it. I'm Croatian. She's Eastern European. They've got these doctors doing exactly what the Jew wants, because if they ain't going to do what the Jew wants, they're finished. They're out on their ass. And if they're not doing what the Jew wants...
Tony,
hold me over, right now. I'll finish up.
Okay, we'll make it quick on the other side, and then we got David Smith. Yeah. He's coming up. Back to the moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, but it's just not the doctors, it's the hospitals, see, because if they don't go along with this remdesivir and these other three Jew hoax, COVID hoax protocols that are, you know, they've been out there, they're there because they want to kill off the white race. If they don't go with it, they don't get Medicare funding. This is all in this Stu Peters video. So they've got the entire hospital industry held, you know, in a vice grip. Go with our death plan or you do not get money. You're going to go out of business. So it ain't even at the doctor level. It's on the corporate level. But see, they're going along. You go in on a COVID hoax thing, you are immediately under the CARES Act, man. You have no patient rights, okay? And they start giving, they give these hospitals these bonuses, okay, to go along with this whole thing. She never did the ventilator, but bottom line is she had bacterial pneumonia. I know you want to go. You have a story. Maybe next week you can get 10 minutes. I found out there is no virus. No way. There is no virus. This is a white genocide murder campaign through these Jew hoax protocols, man. This crap is going on.
I got to go.
I'll let you go. I'll let you go. I'll call back next week.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, David in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Boy, I'm glad we finally got through all that, Salmon. Salmon, let me ask you a question. What is the name of the county that you live in down in North Carolina?
Davie.
What is it?
Davie.
How do you spell that?
D-A-V-I-E.
D-A-V-Y-E? What is it?
I-E. I-E.
Oh, okay. D-A-V-I-E, Davie County, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason I want to know, Fallon, is I want to check out the website of the Davie County Sheriff's Office, and I want to see what badge they're sporting, what badge of authority they're using. I want to see what badge of they use. Like up here in Massachusetts, if you visit Bristol County, Massachusetts, so, you know, these counties are in Massachusetts, but if you want to, you could visit Bristol County, like over in Bristol, England, or you could visit Plymouth County. Is it a la the Pilgrims, you know, the Mayflower and the Pilgrims, and everything, Plymouth County, and you'll see the Udenstern, that the badge of authority that they're using for their authority is the Udenstern badge of shame, and I don't think today's RBN audience knows too much about it. For years, like I said, years ago with Michael Collins, I don't think they even know what the significance of the Udenstern is. That they don't know anything about the six-pointed star, that it has six sides and six angles, and it's the symbol of a man's name. The man's name is Israel, and I don't think the RBN. There's so much that years ago, back when the Liberty Hour was on, like I said, the Piper Report used to come on every night. I used to talk to Mike Piper. There was different shows, but I mean, it is an abomination if we're under these sheriffs. We're in that badge of shame, that yellow golden badge of shame. And that's what they're using for their authority. You should research it and check it out. Try to find out more about it. But it's the 666 symbol. It's representative. It's the symbol of the 666. Six points, six sides, six angles. And the Bible says, and there's a little bit of a riddle here. It's the symbol of a man's name. Well, the man's name is Israel. It's the Israel is a man's name. It's not just a country's name; it's a man's name, and anyways. But now another thing, quickly, Fallon. Like I say, those two counties in Massachusetts is Bristol County and Plymouth County. If anybody wants to visit the sheriff's, homepage, their website, you'll see the Udenstern displayed. That's what they're using for their badges. If somebody doesn't have a badge, they have no authority. So the badge represents authority. So their authority is the badge of shame, the Jewish badge of shame, Fallon. But I'll be curious to see if it's the same Zionist Judeo-anti-Christian garbage down there in North Carolina. It's up here in New England and everything. Another quick thing, Fallon, I won't take a long time because try to make up for some of the time that was lost on these long windows. I don't know about anybody else, but some of these calls don't bless me at all. I mean, it's just unbelievable that the airtime is, what's his name? I had a point there, I think, from Georgia. A lot of it's just wasted airtime and everything. But, Fallon, there's a guy that calls in all the time, every show. He's called boycott, boycott, boycott. And everything. Well, Fallon, okay. That's ridiculous. Okay.
David, we're not going to start the debating all the callers. Let's go to Jeremy in Missouri. We got Art in Georgia coming up. Jeremy, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yes, my name is Jerry, though it's not Jeremy. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No problem. am not wanting to take a lot of your time up, I would like to suggest to people that they need to figure out if they, each individual, has a different ability. Now, the confusion happens when you try to have somebody that is doing a good job of what they're doing, but they don't realize that they are completely different. If people will do a small test, there's many, many different types of tests that people can do. I'm talking about a test on your individual self. You can get on YouTube and look under the title, "What number do you see 98% fail?" Anyway, this test is about being able to recognize letters, symbols, and numbers. Now, 98% of the people that take this test fail. Now, so you have a very small percentage of people that do not fail this test, okay? Now, there's lots of different tests to go through the subject matter of who you are. I'm just talking about one of them on eyesight. And when an individual recognizes that they are different in a physical and mental way, that helps them understand what is going on. The garbage that has been put on people for decades and decades are that all men, and of course women, are created equal. That is the biggest, giantest lie that has been fostered on people. Not all people are equal. So I would hope that people, it's 7 minutes and 31 seconds long, this test. You have 4 different major categories. Each one of those categories, that gives you 12 things, but each of them have about 5 answers, so that you're going to have approximately 60 answers in this test. And it's a timed test. I mean, you only get so much time to pick out your number, your symbols, or your letters. And if people will take this test and, you know, let's say you miss 4 out of 60. That's pretty damn good, okay? But 98% fail. So this is a test that an individual can do, man or woman, as long as you're not totally blind, and you can put yourself into a category. Not me, not somebody else putting you into a category, you yourself. And that's what people have to learn. Find what category you belong in. If you are in the always fail situation, generally speaking, I don't want to be around you, okay? Because that means you're a complete dummy. On every test that you take, you fail. So that's just a little something, and people can take this test. They don't have to talk about it if they don't want to. But if they do well on it, they might want to suggest it to somebody else. You also have a hearing test. You have smell test. You have all kinds of other tests that people can go through. But this one's simple. This one's something you can do. YouTube, what number do you see 98% fail? So thank you very much for your time, and I'll just listen to your comments.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, go try to get everybody on. Let's go to Art in Georgia. Art, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron, just real quick comments here. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned the mask exemptions. What I found the easiest way to get out of, well, not get out of, but to eliminate anyone being able to compel you to wear a mask is get a medical exemption. As long as you actually have a medical issue and your doctor is willing to do it, all it has to do is be on prescription paper with the doctor's office letterhead, hospital letterhead, whatever, or the doctor's signature saying that you have health issues and or psychological issues which prevent you from wearing a mask. Done, over, they can't force you. However, I would recommend getting a shield that you can carry with you so that if you go into a medical facility, you can put the shield on, because that's the only place where I wear my shield. I don't wear it anywhere else other than in medical facilities. Next to that, I agree 100% with Paul when he was talking about who's really costing this country money? It's not the unvaccinated, it's the vaccinated. Because after all, the vaccines are free. Well, somebody's paying for them. The taxpayer's paying for them. And so by them going and getting their quote unquote free vaccine, they're costing taxpayer money. I'm not getting the vaccine, which means I'm saving them money. So yeah, Paul's exactly right when he talks about who's really costing the country money here. So, but anyway, I wanted to lay that out for people on the mask exemption. That's how you do it. Get a medical exemption, and now you're completely exempt. Don't have to worry about it ever again. Thanks, Vern. Have a great one, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's interesting. I just wonder about getting exemptions, a medical exemption, religious exemptions through for not having to take the vaccine. You know, there's been a lot that have attempted that, and it's working for some, and others it's not. Let's go to Miles in Maine. Miles, how you doing? What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was some very, very interesting information by Tony and by Jerry, the caller calling in. You know, it's just a shame what's going on, and there's no independent investigations into it. There's no, you know, real lawsuits going on to say, you know, that are accomplishing anything, and it takes so long, and by that time everybody's dead and they're doing whatever they want. But I don't know with this situation we got. It's just interesting though that, you know, old Jolly Old is able to come across like this. Now here's what I wonder about that, Farron, and I'd like your opinion. Now, since they went that far, if they're going to go that far, then that doesn't that kind of make this vaccine passport useless? Kind of neutralizes it?
Say that again, Miles.
I said if they're going to go that far, I heard this little Boris Johnson clip, and what Bojo Little Johnson was saying is that they're canceling everything out. No more masks, no more any of this, so to speak. I mean, he was like the superseding authority of DeSantis in Florida. I mean, from the clip I heard, he's not going to have anything. But with that being said, is that going to neutralize any of this vaccine passport nonsense? I mean, does that mean travel's going to open up? You know, what does that mean? Because he kind of neutralized all these laws that have been passed, these masks and vaccinations and everything. He just threw it all out the window. So I'm wondering if that's also going to relate to passports and traveling, because then what? There's no value. There never was a value for the vaccine passport. But I'm just wondering, do you think that will neutralize it?
Well, that's a good question. So I wondered that too, because the Telegraph had ran a story this past week that like 80,000 healthcare workers in Britain was going to be fired as of February 4th if they haven't taken the vaccine. There's like 80,000 that have refused to take it. So I wondered that too. But, you know, then it goes back to what I was saying. You know, you almost can just feel that something's going to happen. So that they'll keep this nonsense in place, because while the foolishness we saw that went on in Great Britain and of course France and Germany, then you contrast that with Sweden, and in here you can't go in a restaurant in Philadelphia, you can't go anywhere in Washington D.C. I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens there. I just can't imagine that they're going to let it go, because they're getting so much of what they want accomplished, it would appear like, with trying to see how much they can make these populations submit to this tyranny. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
you know, a lot of these nations are dying on the vine for lack of a U.S. dollars, as we are even here because of this. And, you know, tourism historically has always been one of the leading industries of everybody. So, you know, if they at least, you know, opened up again, they would at least have a, an economic benefit you would see from it. But it just, I guess it's going to remain to be seen. But as I see that, I mean, maybe that could create the domino effect, and we could get some sense of normalcy back. And I'm not going to keep you, Farron, but I am going to say, because it works and it's effective, and hey, you want a solution? I'm giving you one. Okay, if you don't like it, quit crying and give me yours. Boycott, 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 boycott. Keep it up, and they'll go down, and they will need the U.S. dollar, as sloppy as that can get. Thanks for a great show, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to Joe in Indiana, and we got Art back if we can get to him. Joe, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning, Farron. I'll be brief. A number of the people are talking about medical exemptions. They do help. The doctor has to know what they're doing, though. I'm in the medical field myself. There are certain subsets that they have to address. Now, the one that I use, it's not a medical exemption. It's run by thehealthyamerican.org. Thehealthyamerican.org. It's run by Peggy Hall. She used to be a former teacher. She's out there in California. She lays out the guidelines for religious exemptions. She's had tremendous success. In fact, she was behind helping the pilots at Southwest Airlines do what they did. And there are a number of corporations that will honor that. I have two family members personally involved with the airline industry. They presented those exemptions, and they were honored. Now, in the beginning, they tried to isolate them, but they did accept their exemptions. I would highly recommend people get there. She tells you exactly how to put it together and the mistakes that you should not make. But I wanted to pass that on because it sounds like the folks calling up are looking for something. And I have another couple people from major Ivy League universities. They were threatened to lose their positions. They used her. Well, I told them to go on that site. They put together their religious exemption, and it was accepted. They did not lose their positions at the universities. So that's what I wanted to pass on, Farron. You know, God bless you for a fantastic program. I look forward to it every Saturday, believe me. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. We're going to go back. We got Art, are you back with us?
Yeah, talking about the vaccine mandates. And then the previous caller there, fantastic information. Thank you very much for that. I posted that link in the chat room for everybody in the chat room. But on this the vaccine mandate, if people will just go look up the Nuremberg Code, memorize what this is, use this as your means, just another means of dealing with the vaccine mandate, because under the Nuremberg Code, it literally sets out the ethics and principles for human experimentation, which comes about by the U.S. v. Brandt, which was a case on the Nuremberg trials at the end of the Second World War. And it says that in order for you to be injected with any type of quote-unquote experimental, which is what these vaccines are, they're experimental, you must be fully informed, the ingredients, side effects, you name it. Well, we don't have any of that, which means they cannot, by law, force you or compel you in any way to take the vaccine. It's called the Nuremberg Code. Look it up, folks. Thanks, sir.
That's a great point. That's a great point there. Or, you know, I've read that, and I've heard other hosts discuss the Nuremberg Code, and I'm glad that you brought that up today because I've not covered that, and I should have. But it's 100% the truth, and you would. Are you still with me, Art? Are you still there? He dropped. Okay. You know, you would think that we would see. I mean, this. I guess this is just a window of insight into how completely corrupt our system is. But you would think that you would see more. I know we've seen a few that's made it to the Supreme Court, but you would have some court cases, more of them that where you know. Groups are litigating against being forcibly vaccinated through these mandates. You know, something I wanted to cover, and I wasn't able to find anything. I didn't look that long. I'm sure it's out there. But I about fell out of my chair the other night. Actually, on the World News, they were covering the fact that these pilots are saying that when they turn on this 5G around the airport, it's going to cause major complications with the automation systems in these jumbo jets. So, I mean, you know, when you start thinking about all of this and the combination of everything that we're going through, I mean, like I said, I had a lady tell me yesterday she went and got romaine lettuce. It was $6. This used to be like $2.50. You know, they're talking about 7% inflation. I talked a week or two ago about chicken food. Then we've got the shortages, and then we got the COVID in this area because the TV has told these ignorant fools to go get these tests. They're doing it, which is just the reason Joe Biden in his speeches. There's no sense to send out tests now when they say that it's on the decline, and you know. But really, I don't know. A lot of people in this area are sick, and I with something that seems like the flu. I don't know, but they're. They're taking us where they want us to go, and there's not enough people pushing back. You know, I've got a story in front of me of how big a protest, 54,000 people protesting in France, and we don't see that. 7,000 marching on Paris. Have I got music, Sam? I can't hear. Okay, all right. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all. Thanks, everyone.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.